Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, I want to show you this incredibly bizarre body camera footage of golf legend Tiger Woods calling Donald Trump right after he flips his car and almost loses his life. I'm not even exaggerating. Upon getting in a rollover crash, the first thing that Tiger Woods did while exiting the car before he got arrested was not to call his family and say he was okay. It was not to call a lawyer. That's a normal thing to do. It was not to check his body to make sure he was unharmed. It was to call the President of the United States, and we only have a part of the conversation, but you can reasonably assume that Tiger Woods was trying to relieve his criminal penalties that he was about to face in some way. I don't know why else he would call the President right after getting in a crash before getting arrested, other than to ask for some sort of pardon, even though that's not really how pardons work. Pardons are only federal. He was probably asking Daddy to come pick him up. He's basically saying, Daddy, will you please come bail me out? And the call seemed to have lasted only a few minutes, but as Tiger Woods is walking back on the body camera footage, he says, I was just talking to the President. Now, this is interesting because Tiger Woods is somebody that I've looked up to my entire life. He's got a lot of drive, passion, and he's one of the most naturally talented people walking this earth. He's great at what he does, so I'm not trying to take any of that away from him. The DUI that he got was reportedly not due to alcohol. It's important to clarify that not all DUIs are driving under the influence of alcohol. This one was medication. And if there's actually a scenario in which somebody has adverse effects from their medication and they don't know, that is far, far different than getting an actual DUI for being some drunk, reckless asshole. Now, that being said, Tiger Woods has been arrested like four times over the past 15, 20 years for similar crashes. He got a DUI in 2017 for medication. He got another DUI recently in 2021. He like hurt his leg really bad on a high speed crash. He was like doubling the speed limit. So listen, I respect Tiger Woods, but dude's got to hire a driver and he's got to be much more careful. After this many crashes, you begin to wonder if he's just reckless on purpose. But this is besides the point. Tiger Woods' character aside, this is not the point of the video. The point is to show that Donald Trump has created an environment, a structure in which people think that if they're loyal to him, they can get out of jail free, that Daddy will come pick them up from any situation. Here's a breakdown of the crash right after it happened.
Some breaking news. Golf legend Tiger Woods has been arrested after being involved in a car crash near his Florida home. It is his third crash in 20 years. Tiger was not injured and was alone in the car. The driver of the truck that was involved in the incident was also not injured. Officials say he has been arrested for driving under the influence with property damage and refusal to submit to a lawful test. Some breaking news.
So he wouldn't take the test. And dude, after you've gotten in like four or five crashes with similar results, you have enough money to hire a driver. Just hire a driver. Honestly, he's making the roads less safe by being out on them. But then Tiger Woods' DUI body camera footage is setting off alarms. A quick side note, I will be on CNN Newsnight tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central with Abby Phillip. I'll be on Thursday, April 2nd, if that's when you're watching this video. So make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed to help boost the pro-democracy message. We're going to continue to fight and push back, and let's continue with the story. Tiger Woods' DUI body cam footage is setting off alarms. He's caught mid-call with the President right after the rollover crash. Body camera footage rolling, deputies asking questions. Tiger Woods says on camera, I'll show you in just one moment, he just got off the phone with the President. Not a lawyer, not his family, but the President. So we've got the real-time police interaction. There's just one last detail that we kind of need more information about, and it's what the hell was this call about? I mean, honestly, let me know in the comment section what you think the call was about. I'm going to show you in just one moment. I think we can reasonably assume Tiger Woods, in whatever state he was in, he seemed lethargic and very out of it, we can reasonably assume Tiger Woods was trying to get a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I was just talking to the President. I'm trying to get away from the president.
There you go.
Hey, well,
as it says on screen, President Trump previously confirmed he had spoken to Woods since the crash, but did not specify timing. So it's not just speculation that Tiger Woods is talking to the President. It's not just some guy he's nicknaming the President. No, Trump confirmed that he had talked to Tiger Woods since the crash, but nobody thought that it was seconds after the crash. When Trump said that he had talked to Tiger Woods, I think everyone was assuming, like, you know, after everything settled, Tiger Woods went home, and maybe a few days later, Trump called him to do a quick check. But no, right after the crash, Tiger Woods shot a panicked call to Donald Trump. You know what this makes me think of, actually? You know what this connects me to? The idea that under a Trump term, if you are rich and powerful, you can get away with almost anything as long as you have a connection to Donald Trump. Now, removing Tiger Woods for a second, I want to analog that to the Epstein files. Obviously, a completely separate situation from this. I don't want to act like I'm connecting the two, but the Epstein files are a situation where men in power were able to abuse that power, get away with this, because of people like Donald Trump allowing them to abuse this power, because Donald Trump was close with a lot of people in these files, because Donald Trump himself was in the files and had the power to stop them. So when Donald Trump creates an environment where he can pardon people or help people out or stop information from going public because he's friends with somebody or because they're a rich donor, then we create an environment where people like Tiger Woods get in their fifth DUI crash over the past few decades and immediately call the president for a get-out-of-jail-free card, which I honestly find to be quite distasteful. It's in bad taste. Do you know how many Americans are struggling with real issues, real problems, gas prices spiking, war in the Middle East, tariffs hurting all of us? And, like, Donald Trump is just helping or was going to help one of his rich buddies? It's just sickening.
Mr. Woods, get you to hang out down here with us, please.
Thank you so much. All right, you got it. All right, thank you. Bye. Say again?
And just keep you down here with us, please.
Yeah, I was just talking to the president. I'm trying to get away from the president.
I also think that was supposed to be a subtle power flex on the cops. The way he says it, he's like, yeah, I was just talking to the president. And then he says, trying to get away from inaudible. He could have said trying to get away from you guys and like the cameras so he could have a private conversation. Trying to get away from the charges, maybe. Trying to get away from the drama. Who knows how he finished that sentence, but TMZ broke the story and said Tiger Woods called Donald Trump from scene of rollover crash before DUI arrest. I find this to be bizarre and absurd. In the time between Tiger Woods flipping his car and being arrested for a DUI, the golf legend dialed up Donald Trump from the scene of the crash. Are we serious here? Tiger Woods had like a 10-minute period before crashing versus being arrested, and he used that to call Trump. You know what it reminds me of is this viral video. Like, please save me, Donald Trump, please. You guys remember this?
Donald Trump, if you can hear us, please, Donald Trump, please save me. Please save me, Donald Trump, please. I'm asking you. Please save me.
This guy had just gotten in a huge car chase where he was running from the cops and he was live streaming it. And what he says is, Donald Trump, please save me. Please save me. So honestly, this is not too far off from what I think Tiger Woods was going for. He got in some deep shit and he called the most powerful person he knew because he knew he's disproportionately powerful and can maybe get away with this. Here's Tiger Woods in the back seat after his crash. As people point out, he's looking out of it. He looks kind of odd and lethargic. I mean, like, honestly, I don't know if somebody should be driving in this condition right here. His eyes seem really bloodshot in this. I mean, listen, I know he was taking medication and that's different than driving drunk, but if he was abusing prescription medication, like the reports say, you gotta get off the streets, man. You gotta hire a driver and make sure the streets are safe, because I have family members who drive around in Indiana, in Chicago, in Florida. I have family members who I don't want to be driving on streets with really high/drunk/intoxicated drivers. I'm going to leave it there. Bizarre, bizarre story. I'll see you all on my CNN hit at 10 p.m. tonight. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Ockler feed, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.